redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo, redakcija
za kulturo,
komunistične vede, kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Geslo, da je Hegla potrebno obrniti na glavo, je že staro, a Thomas Feuerstein se tega lotil znova in opremljenemu z najsodobnejšo tehnologijo mu je to uspelo na povsem drugačen način kot Marksu. Njegov projekt Pankreas je stroj, v katerem bakterije razgrajujejo Heglovo fenomenologijo duha iz celuloze v glukozo. Ta glukoza pa hrani v steklene tube vsajene možganske celice. Proces preminjanja idej duha v meso si lahko gledate na otvoritvi, ki bo danes v galeriji Kapelica. Za pojasnilo njegove skulpture smo prosili Thomasa Feuersteina.
Pancreas means it's the organ in our body which controls the sugar level in our blood. But in Greek it means also pan for all and kreas for flesh. So it means all flesh. And we have a transmutation from paper, from books, from text into glucose because paper is mostly based on cellulose. And cellulose is a polymer of glucose. And the first step of the sculpture is similar to a stomach. It's a biofermenter. And in the biofermenter, there are growing cells, especially bacteria, cellulase bacteria, and the bacteria breaks the cellulose in glucose. And glucose is like gasoline, it's the energy for all cells in our body. In the second step, we have a purification of the glucose, and then the purified glucose feeds the cells, the brain cells, in another bioreactor. So the text is transmutated first into sugar, and then into flesh.
Feuerstein nam je osvetlil tudi povezavo med branjem in prebavljanjem, ki jo vzpostavlja pankreas.
It has different dimensions or different layers. So one layer is more ironical, another layer is more serious. So, you know, if you read and eat, these are maybe similar processes. You eat for your body and you read for your brain. So if the brain cells in my sculpture get more to eat, they can grow much quicker. And they grow faster and faster and get fat.
Hegla med svojimi vplivi omenja tudi predstava Matjaža Bergerja, Marina Abramovič ali Kako sem izgubil pot do Antigone, ki bo premierno prizorjena danes v novomeškem Anton Podbevšek teatru. Gre za nekakšno nadgradnjo prejšnje Bergerjeve predstave Slavoj Žižek, dobrodošli v duhovnem živalskem kraljestvu. Iz spremnega teksta lahko razberemo, da ima predstava zelo ambiciozen cilj. Podati gledalcu orožje za soočenje z družbenimi simptomi in fenomeni časa po postmodernosti. Kulturne novice je pripravil Mirt.